There you go. That's the first of two singles, Mississippi Moonshine from the group called American Blonde. And I'm delighted to be joined by the founding members of it, Nate and her sister, Tinka. Good evening, ladies. It's lovely to talk to you. How are you?
Great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm not sure which of you I'm talking to. The two of you are on at the one time. That's great. Come here, girls. Tell us a little bit about the band. It's not on the go too long, is it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, Tinka and I are sisters, and we were growing, you know, we grew up in the heart of the Mississippi Delta. Yep. And we've been playing music together since we were little girls.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we came from a group called Southern Halo back in the day when we were very country poppy. And now that we've grown up and taken our business in our own hands, we really just rebranded with our favorite guys in the whole world who are also from Mississippi.
That's right.
The boys in American Blonde. And yeah, we've just been having so much fun.
Yeah, because I remember the last group you were in, as you say, you travelled to Scotland and England and parts of Europe with that band, didn't you?
We did. We were in a band with our little sister at the time who played bass, and now we have our band brothers, as we like to call them, that are facing like the whole band as well.
Yeah.
And it's so funny you mentioned that. We were just talking about making another tour happen next year, hopefully. I know, we're coming back to the UK. Wow. We're talking through all the logistics and stuff, as you can imagine, as we speak. So definitely be on the lookout for that. We have to come and see you.
We're so excited.
You'll have to come to Ireland, never mind the UK. You have to come over here to Ireland, you know, they'd love your music over here as well.
Of course. We would love that.
Yeah, definitely send us some venues too that you'd love for us to come pop by, because we want to do that for sure this time. We're going to make it happen.
Tell us a little bit about the current band, American Blonde. How did it... I have a funny feeling how I know the name came about, but tell our listeners a little bit about... Wouldn't have that to do
absolutely
with two blonde
well,
ladies, would it?
Right, I know, right? Well, and the cool thing, too, is the name actually originated from the music that we grew up on, which was, yeah, you know, we grew up in Mississippi, so that is actually the birthplace of all American music. So we grew up on country, rock, blues, and all of the things. So that is actually kind of really what our sound has curated and, you know, developed into today.
Yeah, and we like to call it like a good mixing pot of all of the good stuff that makes American music what it is. And so, yeah, and, you know, with it originating in Mississippi, what better way to call ourselves than just American Blonde?
Yeah, especially with this new song called Delta Home. We did have to give an ode to, you know, the place where it all started.
That's right.
And that was just released there at the end of the month here, wasn't it? Around the 31st of July or there.
The music video is coming out here soon too. We're super pumped.
Yeah, tell us about who the other members of the band are. They're not girls, they're lads, aren't they?
That's right. Oh my goodness. And we love our band brothers, as we like to call them. They're super close to us. We've been playing together for the past few years. So we've got Will. We like to call him Clarence. He's our silly goose of the group. He's the bass player. And then we have Pete Horn, who is our lead electric guitar player.
And he's been with us since Southern
Hills. Yeah, he's been with us the longest, like for 12 years, I want to say. He's been around for so long. Like, he's seen our whole childhood.
Yeah. He's an adopted brother, for sure.
And then we have Zach Dickerson, who is just incredible lead guitarist as well. He kills it on the electric. And everybody's from Mississippi, so that's how we kind of met a couple of years ago, and we've just been playing together ever since, and we love it.
And when did you move to Nashville, and when did the idea of coming to Nashville come about?
Well, we actually were taking so many trips over to Nashville to not only, you know, do a lot of co-writing, recording music, and just taking a lot of meetings and networking. So we eventually ended up moving there shortly after the pandemic, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came across a good friend of mine, Martha.
Yes! We love Martha. Martha's, she also is basically a family member at this point. We love her.
I know.
She's some crack, Martha, I'm telling you. And
she actually, we were all at dinner the other night as well, and I believe that you gave her a call, and she stepped away from dinner to take your call too. So we have to tell you that she said hello. By the way, she just absolutely loves you.
Well, I've known Martha a long time. She's great. She looks after a few different artists. There's a young lad from Kentucky. She looks after too, Alex Miller.
Alex, yeah, we love Alex.
He's fantastic. What a great guy.
And come here. Are you playing around Nashville? Where do you play? Over in the States, you go outside the Mississippi, Nashville area as well.
Man, yeah, we love to play really all over. We will typically stay and play in Nashville if we're requested to by, like, some friends that have a round, whether it be an acoustic round or, like, a full band showcase or something like that in Nashville. We'll love to play those. But we like to normally stretch out and play a little bit more in Mississippi, of course, where most of our fans started and where they came from, and so we like to go back and revisit them a bunch. And then we really love to go just really wherever. We've been cross country, you name a state, we've been there. So we love traveling as much as we can and just spreading our music out to whoever wants to hear it.
Yeah, it's a good way to get out and, you know, get to meet fans from all over and get to see different locations as well, like Tinka said. Yeah.
And I believe, Tinka, you're a drummer.
I'm the drummer of the group, and I also like to sing high part harmonies in the background. And sometimes they even let me out of my cage, and I'll come up front on stage barefoot like I normally am, and I'll sing a song lead and everything. So I like to change it up every now and then.
And she's so humble, too, because she's also a songwriter. She's actually one of the songwriters on our new single, Delta Home, that's out right now as well.
Yeah, we got that song. Got it there during the week. It's a great song. And the one we just played the one we played first, Mississippi Moonshine, did you write that one as well?
I actually, here, Nada, wrote that with our dear late friend and our first producer as American Blonde, Cliff Downs.
Yeah.
He was just such an incredible man, and it was actually one of the songs at the time I did not realize was the last song that we wrote together. And Cliff and I we really loved writing the swampy songs. If you go back to our first album titled Something in the Water, Cliff and I wrote Something in the Water together. Yeah. So we love the swampiness. He was just one of the most amazing men and mentors that we've ever met here, especially in Music City. So that song actually holds a lot of specialness to us as well.
Yeah, you always associate the moonshine and that with Mississippi. And the kind of blues and kind of jazz and all that sort of stuff, a mixture of different genres.
Yeah, love it. You get it.
And what's this I was going to say? How did you find when you moved to Nashville first? Had you a connection in Nashville before you came, or did you get in contact with Marta, or what was the connection from Mississippi up to Nashville?
That's such a great question. You know, we did actually just make friends while we would go to Nashville to visit, you know, to network and to, like, put our music out there. But we did meet Martha before we moved to Nashville.
Was it the Texaco Country Showdown?
It was. Oh, my goodness, yeah. So we got invited to play and try out for this competition at the time called the Texaco Country Showdown, which was being hosted in a town, like, near where we were from in Cleveland, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And so we were like, you know what, we're free, let's do it. We don't know where this will lead, but it's always fun to play. And so that somehow accidentally took us all the way to the finals, which was hosted at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. And that was our first time really playing on a big stage in Nashville. Obviously, the Ryman is, like, super legendary. So we were just blown away.
So nice.
We were just freaking out. And we really just, like, that's where our love for Nashville kind of started. After that, we were like, we want to stay here all the time. And then we met Martha through that as well and everything. So, really cool history there.
It really is cool.
Yeah, it's good, you know, it's good when you have a connection in Nashville, because, you know, a lot of musicians go up to Nashville and try and make it, and they might never make it. And then you could be lucky and get the break, and you're flying in if you get, you know, one good song, you know, leads to another, and it's like that. But a lot of people go there.
Yeah.
I noticed any time I've been out there, you know, there's everybody in Nashville seems to be songwriters, taxi drivers, and everybody, you know.
Oh, yeah. Literally everybody. I remember, like, we stayed, before we moved to Nashville, we would stay at hotels, and every time we stayed at a hotel anywhere, it was like the bar hops were, like, super famous musicians,
front desk guys.
And they'd just be handing out their cards too, and we'd go online and, like, check them out. And we were like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, you should play with Brantley Gilbert all the time. I'm like, this is crazy. City is really wild.
It is so cool to be here in Nashville too. That's why we love living here currently, because, you know, we just walk downtown, and no matter where we go, we're just constantly surrounded by, you know, like-minded people.
Yeah.
We're just out here just trying to live our dream as best as we can, and just making music, and we all share the same passion, so it's really fun.
Yeah.
I believe Nashville has changed in the last... No, the last time I was out there was 2019. I believe it's changed big time down Broadway.
Oh, wow.
I believe there's a whole lot of new hotels and new bars down there since.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe it. It's like a whole totally different city now. Man. And we have self-driving vehicles.
I know we have the Waymo. We have new places that are already built and up that weren't even here 6 months ago.
No. So it's crazy.
When you come in November, you're definitely going to be in for a surprise.
Yeah, an awful lot of young people getting into the music now, isn't it? You know, between the traditional country and the modern country, a lot of young people, students, I suppose, in the universities out there are getting into it.
Right. Absolutely. I am seeing a lot of new younger generations kind of break into the scene, and I'm loving hearing the fresh new sound that they're bringing with them. It's really, really cool to see everybody doing different stuff in this city. You know, everybody's got their own genres, their own like ways of going about the industry, and it's been really cool to see.
It is fascinating.
Love it.
Who would have been influential on you when you were growing up, both of you, last body? Who would you have liked? Who would your singer have been? Would it have been country? Would it have been pop, rock?
Yes. Okay, that is such an amazing question because it really has shaped us and formed our music that we play today. Like our genre is such a mix of everything because we grew up listening to literally everything.
Yeah.
Whether that be like Pink Floyd, the Wall album specifically did a really heavy hitter on our heart. We loved that one.
AC/DC,
Fleetwood Mac.
Honestly, even Little Big Town, which is so crazy. You know, like it would be like Little Big Town, Kenny Chesney, all the way over to AC/DC, Grace Potter. Oh my God, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Prince of...
The Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
Beach Boys.
All the fun vocal groups, too.
Yeah.
Anything with guitar harmony.
Yeah.
Deadly. Some mix there, I tell you. Do you like any of the traditional artists at all? You know, like the Alan Jackson, Vince Gill, George Strait, any of them?
Oh, of course. Oh, any George Strait song, I'm singing it.
Good job. Good job you said that. Good job you said that.
Yeah. Man, even Dwight Yoakam, I know we kind of grew up on some of his music as well.
And of course, Alan Jackson, man. Like,
beat it. Jimmy Buffett.
Good stuff. I still listen to them.
I believe you play a lot of festivals around. I was reading somewhere that you play a lot of festivals.
Yes. We love some festivals, especially in the summertime or fall. Like, that is our favorite time to play outside because the weather is always amazing.
Yeah, and it's just that we're going to run into some new or current country music fans too, which it's just always such a good vibe. And of course, you know, it doesn't hurt that they pay well. They pay pretty well too.
Yes.
But we get to run into a bunch of different artists as well, which is just so cool. You know, they always hit with the most amazing lineups, and it's just always such an honor to be a part of them.
Yeah, that's great. And come here, as I say, you have two songs out now. The Delta Home is the next one, but are you working on an album or do you do an album or just bring out, do you just bring out singles?
Tommy, you were actually the very first and all the listeners to hear this because we have not announced it yet. We're going to be announcing on Monday, but we are going to be releasing an EP called Delta Home, and it's coming out literally October 2nd.
Yes! We're so excited!
So you'll have it when I get over there.
Yeah! Oh, you're going to love it!
Great stuff. And Kamara, what's planned for the weekend now? Are you gigging over the weekend? Or will you just take it easy?
That's a great question. This is actually one of our first weekends we'll have for the next couple of months that we're just chilling.
Honestly. This is our first weekend off in such a long time. So this could not have come
any
better.
And then after this weekend, we're going back to studio. So we'll be hustling doing that. And then we have a tour coming up.
Yeah. We're going to be in Savannah, Georgia, performing next weekend. And then we're going to go to Starkville, Mississippi the next weekend. And like Tinka said, we're going to be recording new music.
Yes,
next year. So August is going to be a pretty crazy month.
And when the EP comes out now in October, will you have a launch over there for it, you know?
Launch party? Yes, we're putting it together as we speak.
So excited. That's the fun part, putting the party together.
I know. Tinka, the drummer, she's obsessed with party planning.
I love it.
This is like her jam right now.
Yes!
Put it off until November.
Yes,
absolutely.
We'll wait for you.
So that's the crackers. I'm not going to keep you much longer. We're going to play the new single now, and I just want to say a big thanks to you for coming on and chatting to me and telling me about it. So I'll be looking forward to the EP when it comes out. Tell us a little bit about Delta Home.
Tommy, you're the best.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about Delta Home when you wrote it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Tinka and I were actually in the writer's room with our good friend Mark Mulch, who is also a fantastic touring musician. And I think it was our first song we ever wrote together. And we just started talking about, you know, the love that Tinka and I had growing up in the Mississippi Delta and honestly how it shaped us into the musicians and artists that we are today.
Exactly.
So we kind of wrote it as just like a fun outlet, you know, to just write about our experience. And then we just turned it eventually into this awesome country rock song, and it just became what it is today. Yeah. And it just means so much.
It really, Delta Home has really become like our story. On the EP, we will have lots of different songs that tell a story, but this one tells our story, and I think that's really, really special, and that's why it means the most to us. So we love it.
Well, that's great, girls. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me, and hopefully we'll hook up when I get out there.
Absolutely. We'll be looking forward to it, Tommy. Thank you so much for having us.
Here's Delta Home. That's the current single that was just released last week from American Blonde out there in Mississippi based. Here's Will Bannister.
I've seen you in my dreams, in a thousand old movie scenes. I saw you in Grandpa's eyes when he said this ain't goodbye. Heard preachers say your name, talking about a place where love never ever ends. You've been here since time began. forever. I've seen you on children's face and every wide open space. I've gazed at you past the stars when I stood out in the dark. I've got down on my knees, alone in my room, just me, talking to God. Seen you on children's face and every wide open.